Well, for 10 years now, the StoryCorps Project has been collecting oral history interviews with everyday Americans. Founded by the award-winning documentarian Dave Isay, StoryCorps is the single most important collection of American voices ever gathered, and a nationwide celebration of StoryCorps is now being celebrated in a new offering, Ties That Bind, Stories of Love and Gratitude from the First 10 Years of StoryCorps. Dave Isay is on the line now with more about this 10-year anniversary project. Dave Isay, a pleasure to have you back on the program.
Hey, Melissa. It's great to talk to you.
It's hard to believe StoryCorps has been around for 10 years. It feels like it's always been with us, but it's a 10-year anniversary. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. StoryCorps was originally this was going to be when we were going to wind down. When I started StoryCorps 10 years ago, the idea was it would be a 10-year project. And that would be it. And it was about a year into this thing. I used to be a public radio documentary producer that I really began to see the potential and the power of this very, very simple idea and decided to devote the rest of my life to this thing. So we're working hard to turn StoryCorps into a sustaining national institution. And we'll see.
And so with Ties That Bind, it's available both in text and audio format. What was it like to put this project together?
Well, this is our fourth book. And for our 10th anniversary, and you said 50,000 interviews. I don't know. I would. It's definitely, as far as we know, the largest collection of human voices, single collection ever gathered. And I'd like to think it's the most important because in many ways what we're doing is collecting the wisdom of humanity. And we were looking for a book that really spoke to the core of what we do. And this is a book about how we nurture and inspire and sustain each other. You know, many people, when they bring someone to a StoryCorps booth to do an interview, honor that person who they feel most grateful to in life. And these are those stories. I think of this quote that Mother Teresa used to say, where she would say, "We've forgotten that we belong to each other." Mm-hmm. And this is a book that I hope helps us remember.
There are several stories featured in this most recent outing. I wanted to mention a couple of them.
Sure.
Can you talk a little bit about the bond between Mary Johnson and O'Shea Israel?
Sure. This is that's a really memorable and remarkable story, and speaks to so much of what StoryCorps, I think, stands for. If I was going to think about how StoryCorps changed me over the last 10 years, I think in one sentence, it's given me much more hope. And this is a story about Mary Johnson, whose son 15 years ago was murdered. She had a teenage son who was murdered in a gang-related act of gun violence. She was murdered by a young man named O'Shea Israel. They were both 16 at the time. He went to prison for 15 years, and about 12 years into his sentence, Mary Johnson wanted to find out who this person was who had killed her only son. And over a period of years, they developed a friendship. And when he moved out of when he left prison, when he was released from the penitentiary, he moved in next to her. And since then, they've continued to develop this mother-son relationship, and she's forgiven him. And he has, you know, I think it's difficult for him to accept her forgiveness. But, you know, StoryCorps, and many times we're telling stories about people who, regular, ordinary, everyday people who live lives are walking this kind of trail of humanity, which is really remarkable. And she is one of those people. And she is now thinks of him as a son. And they had the courage to come to StoryCorps together to tell their story.
That's what always amazes me when I listen, is just the power of everyday stories and how moving they are. There's another relationship that you profile, the Wilmoth brothers. Brian and Michael Wilmoth, what led you to choose that particular vignette?
Well, all the stories that we include in the book, we include because out of these 50,000 stories, you know, we transcribe many, many, many interviews and looked for ones that have this, that just really explode off the page and have this kind of poetry and grace to them. And the Wilmoth story is another one of those. It's a remarkable story about a family who grew up in a very, very religious household, five kids. And over the years, each one of the kids was thrown out of the house. And it's two brothers, the oldest brother, who's gay, and a younger brother, talking about their relationship with each other and how together they brought those five kids back together. There's this really remarkable story that the older brother tells about getting a call from the youngest brother, who he'd never met, who left home and was going to college, and he asked his brother to move him into this Christian college in Texas. And he came and he moved his brother in, and seeing at the end of the week when they left, the brother yelled out to him and he said, he mouthed, "I love you," you know, and the brother, you know, talks about how that was the most important moment in his life. Again, these moments of connections and thanks.
And what I would think you would feel thankfulness to get to bear witness to all of these stories.
Oh, my God. It's the greatest privilege in the world. It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been just such a remarkable ride. And it is such a profound privilege to be a part of this thing. And, you know, it's the 50,000 interviews. You know, when we started StoryCorps and we put that first booth in Grand Central Terminal, and I was worried that we'd have like Jerry Springer moments and people like pulling out guns and trying to kill each other. And, you know, every one of these 50,000 interviews has went well. Everyone's treated it with respect. I mean, I think it really does speak to the character of this country. And you know, at this time of such you know, discord in Washington and the screaming and the inability to listen to each other. You know, I think that StoryCorps tells a very real American story. You were talking about the authenticity of listening to these pieces. And to me, you know, StoryCorps is kind of the complete like opposite of reality TV. Nobody comes to get rich. Nobody comes to get famous. It's just an act of generosity. And I think what shows up in these stories is the real American story. And it's stories of kindness and decency and grace that we find all around us when we take the time to look for them and to listen.
Well, Dave Isay, it's such a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks again for being with us.
Thanks. Good to talk to you again, Melissa. You take care.
You too. And the book is Ties That Bind, Stories of Love and Gratitude from the First 10 Years of StoryCorps, out now.